Baba Basra daf samach ches omud aleph. So b'moy sachama in the summer months, because although that the water in the pools are little, still they are not considered secondary and bottle to the to the bathhouse, and they're not included in the sale. V'b'moy sagishamim, and for sure, if the sale was during the winter, so then that the water in the pools are a lot and they have independence importance. So definitely, then they're not bottle; they're not secondary to the merchatz. V'loy beis kinus ha'itzim, and also he hasn't included in his sale the place where you gather the wood. But v'im amar loy, and if the seller says beis ha'merchatz, v'chol tashmishav ani meicher locha, I am selling you the bathhouse and all of its uses, I'm selling you, then the din is kula mechurin. Then everything is sold, which means that even the pools of water and the storage is of the wood. Because when the person says v'chol tashmishav and all of its uses, he intended to include also the pools of water and the storage of the wood that are used partially for the bathhouse. We learned in this braisa that if a person says, if the seller says the bathhouse and all of its use, they're all sold to you. So the Gemara brings a situation when a person sells the a house with the press and all the use, what's included? So the Gemara relates, Ahu, there was a story with an individual, Damar el Chavre, he said to his friend, Beis habad v'chol tashmishov ani meicher loch, I'm selling you the press house and all of its uses, I sell to you. Have you hanu chanvos abrai? So the seller had many stores outside of the house with the press, which mainly served for selling bread and wine. Dovushotchu buhu shumshime. So besides this, they would also spread out over there the shumshimim to dry them out, so later on to squeeze them in the Beis Abad, which was close to it. So the buyer was arguing that also these stores are included in the sale. Also l'kamed Rabbi Yosef. So they came before Rabbi Yosef to verify what is the din. Amar lei, so Rabbi Yosef says, Tanina, we learned this in the Braise that was brought down before. Im Omar, if the seller says, Beis HaMerchatz v'chol tashmishov ani meicher loch, selling you the Beis HaMerchatz and all of his uses, harikulam mechurim, they're also, so also these storage places of the wood that don't serve only for the Beis HaMerchatz are included. And therefore, also over here, when the seller says that the house with the press and all of its use, I'm selling you, he also included those stores in his sale. So they want to ask, Amale Abaye. So Abaye says to him, how could you rule that since he says, and all of its uses, Chol Tashmishav, he also includes the stores in the sale, but we learned, Rav Chiya learned, that even in a place where you say, Chol Tashmishav, they are not all sold, because the use of those stores or those areas are not specifically designated only for the Beis Abad, they use it for other things. So the Gemara explains it differently. Elo Amar Rabashi, what says Rabashi, Chazeno, we look into the way, in the language that the seller said his words. If he told him the Aleph, the press house, and all of its uses are sold to you, and these are the boundaries, in other words, he made a line, told him where the boundaries of the Beis Abad Kone, then he was Kone, he acquired also these other chanuyos, all the other stores, because since they serve partially the Beis Habad and they are within the limits of the boundaries that he designated them. Eloi, but if he did not sign the boundaries, or he did not add and say V'chol Tashmishov, so then Leikoni, then the buyer does not acquire these stores. And also the Braisa before, when it talks about selling the Beis Hamerchatz, is also explained in such a way that if the seller says Beis Hamerchatz, the bathhouse and everything, and everything I'm selling you, even though he signed the he pointed out the boundaries, still the buyer does not he does not acquire the pools of the water and the storage of the wood that are within the boundaries, because in that way we will say that Metzorim Herchivloi, which means that the boundaries that he showed him isn't really evident, because a person can sometimes exaggerate and make larger limits, because it's difficult to make it exactly accurately decide. But if he says Beis HaMerchatz V'chol Tashmisho B'churim Loch, I'm selling you the bathhouse with all of its uses, and in addition to that he also made a sign by the boundaries, so then we say that also the water pools and the storage places that are inside these boundaries are included in the sale, since they are still nevertheless used partially for the use of the Beis HaMerchatz. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah explains what is included in the sale of a city when the seller did not specify which items are included in the sale. Hamoicher es ha'ir, one who sells the city without specifying what's included, mochar batim, he is sold the houses that are in it because they are included in the city, and boyresichin umaydes, the different types of pits and the sichim, the long narrow ones, the mores, the caves that have a roof over them, and merchatzois, and the bathhouses, v'shevochois, and the nests of the pigeons, and beis habadin, and the press houses which are used to squeezing olives for oil, ubeis hashlochim, and the beis hashlochim which are close to the city, which will be explained in the Gemara what it is. Avoloi, but he did not include in a sale es hametaltalin, the usable items that are moved, for example the oven, the different kinds of oven, tanu karayim, and the other movables which were mentioned before in the Mishnah Samachay Amar Aleph, they are not included in the sale of the house. And of course that he doesn't include the wheat and the barley that's in the city. And the Mishnah adds, "Bizman she'omer lo hi v'chol mashe b'soicha." If he tells him, "I'm selling you the city, and everything that's in it is sold to you," afilu hoyu ba behema b'avodim. So even if in this city there were an animal and slaves, that they are movables that are not set in the city, because they go from place to place. Nevertheless, hadu kulam churim, they're all sold, and this for sure goes without saying that it includes other movables like wheat, barley, silver, gold, that are all included in the sale. Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hamoicher es ha'ir, one who sells the city without specifying what is included, Machar es ha-santer, he sold with it also the santer, and that will be explained in the Gemara what that is. Zog the Gemara. The Gemara is going to try to figure out, can we bring evidence from our Mishnah that in people's mind a slave would be considered as a movable, and therefore we will be able to resolve a doubt that the Gemara later on Kufnun Amud Aleph has a question on this matter. So the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Acho Bereid Rav Avi Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avi, said to Rav Ashi, from the Mishnah, words of the Mishnah, that movables are not included in
general when you sell the city. But if he says the city and everything that's in it, also the slaves are included, shamat minei, so from this we can hear that abdu kimetalta l'dami, that in people's mind a slave is considered as movable. Because if a slave is considered to be like property, so if so, even if he didn't say he and everything that's inside the soul, nizdaben agav moser. So let the eved be sold, nizdaben, because of the city. Because even though that in when he says stam, he doesn't intend to include the metaltalin, but an eved, a slave, which is considered to be like property, why should he not be included in the sale? So we have to say that it's evidence from our Mishnah that a slave is considered like metaltalin. So the question is, so why was this thing a question later on Kufnun Amud Aleph, and they did not resolve it from our Mishnah? So the Gemara pushes off this proof and explains. Ve'elo, but, and then, according to your words, Rabacha, my, what does it turn out, according to your idea from our Mishnah, that what Avdu Kimetalta L'dami, that a slave is considered to be as immovable, and that's why he's not included in selling of a city when it's sold in a general way? But then the question is, Maya Filu, what is it that we learn in the Mishnah, in the continuation of the Mishnah, that if he says she, the city, and everything that it's in it is sold, it says, Afilu hayuba behema avavodim arekulim achurim. Even if there was animals enslaved, they're sold. So from the language that it says Afilu, it seems that there is something special and new about an Eved more than the other metaltalin. But according to your words, that you think that an Eved should be equal to other movables that are bought in such a way, why is there Afilu? So what's so special about it? But what is there to you to say? What could you answer? That shani beim metaltelo dinayit mi metaltelo dinayit. But there is a difference of the halacha of movable object that move on their own, like slaves, from movable objects that don't move on their own. So there was a possibility for, if I want to say, that when he says the city, he, v'chol mashi b'toicha, and if that's in it, he was only talking about those movables, those objects that don't move, and they are secondary, they're bottled to the city, and they're included in the sale. However, slaves that are movables themselves, they are not included in the sale, because they are not considered bottled secondary to the city, and that's why the Mishnah says that even avodim are included in the sale of the city. So since we have to say so, in the same way we can also push away the proof that you brought from the Mishnah that a slave is like metaltalin, because afilu teima avdu kimikarka domi, even if we're going to say that a slave is considered like property, but nevertheless shani bein mikarka denayi, there is a difference between property that moves around like a slave, the makarka loynai, to other properties that don't move around. So although that when a person sells in general a city, the fields that don't move are included in the sale, nevertheless, slaves are not included, since he hasn't had the intention to include only those items that are permanent in the city, and they're called on the name of the city, but not the slaves that can go out from the city, and they are not set in it. Not setting it. We learned in our Mishnah that Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, "Hamoicher es ha'ir, one who sells the city in a general way, mochar es ha'santer, he also sells the santer." So the Gemara says, "My santer, what is this? The santer? Hochi targimu, over here in Babel." They translated that the meaning is to bar machvo niso, the slave of the officer of the city who is an expert in the boundaries of the city, and he is the one who's appointed to show people the boundaries of the fields of each one. And since it is impossible for a city without this slave, he is included inside of the cell. Shimon ben Avtumus, Shimon the son of Avtumus, says that the meaning of Santer is Bagi. Those are the fields that are surrounding the city. And the Gemara explains their disagreement. Man da Omar, the people of Babylonia that explained that Santer means Bar Machvon Nisa, the slave who is an expert in the boundaries of the city, and he is sold together with the city, even though he is a movable Kol Shekein Bagi. Of course, the fields that are surrounding the city are sold with it because they are set in their place. But Man da Omar, but the one who says Shimon ben Avtumus, who explains that Santer means Bagi, that those means the field that around the city, he holds that only the fields, these fields are sold with the city because they are permanent in their place. Avobar Machvo Niso, but the slave who's an expert in the boundaries of the city, Loi Mizdaben, is not sold with the city without specifically the Moicher articulating and saying that he is included because he is immovable and therefore he is not permanent. The Gemara asks, from the beginning of our Mishnah, on the one who explained that Santer is Bagi. The Gemara says, Tana, we learned in the beginning of our Mishnah that according to the opinion of Tana Kamo, Beis HaBadin uBeis HaShlochim, that the olive homes and the Beis HaShlochim are included in the sale of the city. So the Gemara explains, Savruha, the people of the yeshiva thought to explain my shlochim. What is this shlochim? Bagi, that means the fields that are around the city. And the reason they're called shlochim is because they need rain, and then the Lushan, this language, applies to them. The ksiv, because there's a pasuk in Eiv, Perik Hei Pasuk Yud. So there it says in the pasuk, Anoisen Motra Apnei Oretz, one who gives rain on the earth, Vishaleyach Mayim, Alpnei Chutzis, sends water on the outside. So we find the Shlochim meaning the rainwater. So the Gemara asks, Bishleima, we understand the disagreement in our Mishnah, Lamanda Omar, to the one who says that the people of Babylon, they explain that Santer means Bar Machvon Nisa, that it means the Bar Machvon Nisa, that slave who knows the boundaries. So according to them, the Machlokes will be explained as follow. Omar Tana Kame, the first Tana says, Bagi, that the fields that are set in their place, Mizdavnu, are sold with the field. However, Bar Machvo Niso, but the slave who is appointed on the fields, who is not permanent in his place, Loi Mizdavn, he is not sold in the cloak, included in the sale of the city. Also, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lemeimer, and then Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel comes to teach us to disagree on the Tana Kama to say that afilu bar machvo niso, even the slave who is not permanent, but is a bar machvo niso, nami mizdaben, he too is included in the sale. Elam and Omer, but the one who says that's Shimon ben Avtumus, that he explained that Santer is bagi, that means the field. So we have a problem. So what is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel coming to Adam Tanakama? Tanakama Nami Yochakamer. Tanakama himself is also saying that the fields that are included in the sale of the city, that these fields are included. So it must mean that Santer means not these Bagi, but it means Bar Machvaniso. And the Gemara pushes off the evidence, the proof, and it says, Mi Sovrat, do you then think my Shlochin Bagi, that the Shlochin mean fields? Loy. That's not the correct interpretation. My shluchim, what a shluchim is, ginun yoso. Those are gardens that are close to the city and that are in the city. And they're called shluchim because of the trees that are in them who send their fruits every year. As it says in the Pasuk Shenemar, in Shir HaShirim, Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, shluchayich pardes rimonim. As if to say that the gardens that grow fruit all year, they are like an orchard of pomegranates. And since these gardens are meant to provide a place for a person to walk around and like a house, so they are connected to the city more than the fields that are called Bagi. And the Tanna Kamma holds that they're included in the city, Avol Bagi, but the fields that are around the city, Loi Mizdabni, are not included in the sale of the city. Also, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Meimer, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes to teach us, to tell us, to disagree on the first Tanna, and tell us that Afilu Bagi, even those fields that are not connected to the city, like these kines, like this garden, Nami Mizdabni, they are also included in the sale of the city. The Gemara brings the same piece that we just learned in a different way. Ikod Amri, there's other people that said this piece in a different way. Savruha, the people of the yeshiva thought to explain my shlochim, what is the meaning of Beis HaShlochim, that the Tanna Kamma said that it's included in the sale of the city. They thought it was Gidun Yosod, those are the gardens that are close to the city. So the Gemara says, Bishlaima, we can understand the Machlekes in the Mishnah is only understood Lamanda Omar, according to the person that says that's Shimon ben Avtulmos, who explained that Santer means Bagi, that means the fields. So according to him, the Machlokes, the disagreement, is explained as follows. Omar Tanna Kamma, the Tanna Kamma said that only Ginun Yoso, Mizdaben, that those gardens that are belong to the city are sold with the city, but Bagi, but those fields that are less connected to the city, Loi Mizdaben, are not sold. Well, so Rav Shimon Gamliel Meimer, and then Rav Shimon Gamliel comes to teach us to disagree and say that Afilu Bagi, even those fields that are not connected to the city, are also looked at upon like gardens, and the Natsakana gardens, Mizdabne, they're also sold, and they're included in the city.